Valley Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
So, I don't know if you watched any of the circus last night for the Big Boy, or for the Super Bowl.
I did not. I watched none of it.
They didn't mention our face painting on Thursday. They didn't bring it up at all. I was a little disappointed.
Very shocked by that.
Just saying. If you are in the Marquette area and you make it into Big Boy between 11:30 and probably 11:30 and 12:30, quarter to one, we'll both be there getting our faces painted.
Yes.
If you come,
I will be
if you come
donning
up
the Honolulu blue.
Yes, you will, for the first time.
And you'll be wearing the green and gold for the fourth time?
I'll be going through my detoxification afterward. I'll be going through my shellac beforehand to keep it from, you know, burning my skin.
And no cheating this year.
What do you mean no cheating?
Lion jersey on underneath your Packers jersey.
Whatever. Whatever. Just saying. This Thursday. By the way, thank you for the fresh salad. We always forget to talk about your salad bar. Anything special going on this week?
This week, there's chicken buffet on Thursday, seafood buffet on Friday, home-style buffet on Saturday and Sunday, breakfast bar every day until 2 o'clock.
So, did you watch any of the circus last night? You didn't answer me.
I said no. I watched none of it.
It was a circus.
Was it bad?
No, I just, you know, like they introduced the Falcons, and then they introduced Patriots, and it was just like a big bunch of baloney is what it was. I don't know. But the Super Bowl has taken on such a life of its own. You know, it's bigger than the actual game now.
Yeah.
So much so.
I agree.
That it generates $4.7 billion in illegal wagering.
And how much illegal wagering?
That's what I said, illegal
wagering.
Oh,
illegal. Oh, okay. How much legal?
4.7. 97% of the money wagered on Super Bowl in the U.S. is done illegally. In underground sports betting markets, squares.
Squares, eh?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't even. Is that like where you fill your name in a square and then...
That's what I hear anyway.
You get numbers on both ways. Yeah. Never heard of it.
So,
those are illegal?
Evidently.
Huh. Never knew that.
Well, actually, I don't know if they're illegal if they're done privately and nobody profits except the winners, but I know bars get busted for it all the time.
Okay. That's good to know. So let's go on to some more NFL news. The Raiders' deal is falling apart to move to Vegas.
What?
It's
I didn't hear about this.
Apart.
Really?
Yes. One of the guys involved, Sheldon Adelson, he's a billionaire casino mogul, has withdrew his $650 million that he was going to put towards the project.
Did he say
felt,
why?
He felt like he was shut out of the talks of the agreement.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody puts up $650 million and you shut
yeah.
them out of the talks?
Yeah. A little strange.
Hmm.
So, Goldman Sachs was going to be the underwriter, and now they're talking about withdrawing, too, because they don't have the $650 million that they're going to have.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. There's
not enough money in Vegas?
Okay, so let me just say this. The people that have this money that are investing, that's one thing, okay? There are people that are involved in this deal that are not the upper echelon money people in this country. These are people that are going to make a lot of money that aren't much different than you and I. And they are freaking out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are freaking out right now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I'm a little confused by it because I thought it was already a done deal. I thought UNLV was building the stadium no matter what. Because they want a new stadium, and then the NFL, you know, Raiders are going to pitch in to help build it. So I thought it was still getting built. I don't know. I guess the money's not there.
Hmm. Did you, we'll keep you posted on that. We'll yeah. start following along with that story, too.
And then Rex Ryan's firing. Did you hear about that?
Yes. I did hear about that.
He was hurt. They said the Bills told me to get out, so I did.
Okay.
He was hurt.
By the way, Kyle Shanahan.
By the way, he's on TV for the Super Bowl this week.
Is he really?
He's an analyst on one of the channels.
Oh, every channel has 15 analysts.
Yeah.
Like that. Did you hear that Kyle Shanahan briefly lost his playbook when a reporter accidentally took his backpack? For those that don't know, he is the offensive coordinator for the Patriots.
Someone stole his backpack? Just accidentally took his backpack?
Yes.
Mistakenly, because they thought
it was theirs? But apparently he was freaking out a little bit. He's also going to be the new head coach for the 49ers, but that's irrelevant.
It's not a done deal. Sounds like it is, but it's
sounds
not.
Sounds like it is, but the point is that he lost the playbook!
Imagine walking into the Super Bowl and, oops, I forgot that.
I just want to let you know I can't find my playbook.
Hey, Matt Ryan, yours? Matt Ryan, just call whatever. Just a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's fun.
By the way, Rex Ryan will be on ESPN Sunday NFL Countdown.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We got some other little things, including the Wings back on the ice tonight, baby. Looking forward to that. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. Stick around. The Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, everybody.
The Marquette Golf Club.
Very good.
The last day of
January.
Last
day of the sale, anyway. January sale ends today. Here's the number. I'm going to give it to you first right now, because if you've been thinking about doing this Heritage thing at this special price, you got to call them today. 225-0721. 225-0721. Heritage. You can join for
$7.95 for a single or $9.95 for a couple. It's a great deal. I know you look outside, believe it or not, we will be golfing in 3 months.
Let's hope. Don't jinx it. Knock on that wood right now. Okay.
3.5? All right.
Let's talk about the Red Wings. Back in action against the New Jersey Devils tonight. And I don't know if the Devils are any better than the Red Wings right now. They're very similar.
They have one more loss. Otherwise, they have identical records. 20-21-9 for the Devils, 20-20-9 for the Red Wings.
49 points each. And, by the way, New Jersey's lost four straight. Three in a row in overtime. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
And one in a shootout. That's
no,
the
Red Wings haven't lost in a shootout yet this
year. A shutout. I'm sorry. One via a shutout.
Oh.
Not a shootout.
Oh.
But that's really just ironically.
Who's in net tonight?
I think Kuro's in net.
I think you gotta do that.
I think you should put Kuro in. You know, I know we
no
might
news
sound
on a, Jimmy Howard when he's coming back.
Well, I know
it's
he started his rehab
soon.
Assignment.
Yeah.
But nothing yet, huh? Let's see. The Red Wings are 13-3-2 in their last 18 versus New Jersey, including a 7-2-0 record in Detroit. I don't think that really matters, to tell you the truth.
I think it really does. I think they'll win tonight, and then I'll be there Friday night.
Wings have a terrible power play.
First ever.
They have got to turn this power play around, and hopefully Vanek and who else? Larkin? They're both back tonight.
Yeah.
Game time, 7:30 in Detroit. Anything else? I got nothing else, man.
Just the big trade rumor from Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is talking about trading Ben Bishop.
Okay.
Do you like that? Or, I mean, would you like to have him?
Of course I'd like to have him. What kind of question is that? Would you like to have...
What? The Lightning.
I'm sorry.
Are you, wow. You awake over there?
Wow. Wow.
I put nothing in your drink, did I?
I think you did. You spiked my drink, didn't you? I quit. I'm out. Punch you now. Now you're just messing with me.
Tiger Woods coming off his play in San Diego is now going to Dubai for his next tournament.
Dubai.
He plays in that every year. Well, not last year because he was hurt. 17-hour flight across 12 time zones for the Omega Dubai Desert Classic.
Would you go there if you got a chance?
Yeah. I've, a lot of people I know have been to Dubai, and they all love it.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear it's like the new Vegas.
Really?
In a way.
All right. You and I will go.
We haven't even gotten the Red Wings game like we wanted to.
I'm going Friday.
I know you are. We'll have to do your string and tin can on Friday.
All right.
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.